Richland Center.
ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger, and that is what it sounds like tonight from Texas to Florida as strong storms leave hundreds of thousands without power. A woman in Tallahassee was killed when a tree fell on her home. A Biden administration report questions how Israel's conducted the war with Hamas, but it stopped short of determining that in using U.S. weapons, Israel may have violated U.S. or international law.
Now, I do think it's worth pointing out that the U.S. provides more military aid to Israel than any other country in the world. So, you know, there is a lot at stake here, but also Pentagon officials telling me here these investigations can be very difficult, very technical.
ABC's Ann Flaherty. The U.S. will send Ukraine $400 million in additional military aid as Russia steps up its offensive around Kharkiv. Donald Trump's former fixer Michael Cohen's expected to testify next week in his hush money trial. This is ABC News. The bodies of two skiers that were killed in an avalanche in Utah have been found.
The two bodies were recovered on Friday morning. Conditions near Little Cottonwood Canyon in the Wasatch Mountains of Salt Lake County deteriorated on Thursday, forcing recovery teams to call off the effort to retrieve the bodies of the two skiers. It's a rough backcountry area. The avalanche, several feet deep and a couple of hundred feet wide. One skier was able to dig himself out safely. The two others, 23 and 32 years old, could not escape. Alex Stone, ABC News.
A Kansas man accused of stealing and damaging a bronze statue of baseball legend Jackie Robinson back in January pled guilty to charges against him. He now faces a maximum sentence of 19 years in prison. After missing earnings expectations last quarter, McDonald's is looking into launching a new $5 meal to get diners back into the stores. It could include a McChicken or McDouble, four-piece McNuggets, fries, and a drink. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
A low of 44 tonight. Scattered showers and thunderstorms likely. North to northwest winds around 5. Partly cloudy and breezy Saturday, a high of 69 with northwest winds at 12 to 22. Saturday night, mostly clear, a low of 45. Sunday, partly cloudy, breezy and warm, a high of 79 with a 50% chance of showers by the nighttime. And Monday, mostly cloudy, scattered showers likely and a high of 72.
seniors of Dodgeville High School. You did it. Congratulations on your graduation and best wishes for what lies ahead. Here's to your success from the People's Community Bank, Burnham Lumber, Cardinal Glass CG, Creative Outlet, and Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers.
That was Katie Linnendahl with Extra on Country and Community. Right now, our current temperature, according to the Wirtz Floor and Home Temperature Gauge, is 67 degrees at 812. And it's Tim Thied. I'm sticking around a little bit longer because I want to pass along this piece of information to you. The Wisconsin Dells Police Department is attempting to locate Griffin D. Clark. Griffin is 16 years old. He is a white male. He stands 5'10", weighs 170 pounds, has brown hair and brown eyes. His hair is long and curly. He was last seen wearing a green hooded sweatshirt, tan pants, and black and white shoes. According to the police, Griffin walked away from his father's vehicle while his father was in Quick Trip gas station located at 420 South 13 in the city of Wisconsin Dells. Griffin was last seen at 442 this evening. Griffin recently made statements concerning self-harm. No means were given. Griffin left his phone in his father's vehicle. His mother indicates that he has access to anytime fitness facilities. He also has been known to frequent tomfooleries and knuckleheads in the village of Lake Delton. If you locate Delton, please contact the Wisconsin Dells Police Department. Coming up next, we have Chris Stapleton with Millionaire.
Mm-hmm. They say love is more precious than gold. It can't be bought and it can't be sold.
I've got my bills are paid. I've got the moon and stars above. Yeah, I've got it made. Bills are paid. I've got the moon and stars above. Yeah, I've got it paid. I've got the moon and stars above. Yeah, I've got it paid.
Cowessin Bus Richland Center is currently seeking applicants for full-time daily school bus routes. Starting wage is $20.50 per hour. Paid training is available along with a $1,500 sign-on bonus. It's an excellent opportunity for college students, retirees, and stay-at-home parents. If you enjoy working with children and have a positive attitude, this is an excellent career for you. To apply, call 647-4446 or stop by the Richland Center Cowessin Terminal off Highway 14.
Are you ready for some family fun? Join us at the Muscadet Morel Mushroom Festival on May 17th and 18th. Saturday the 18th, there will be Arts and Crafts Show, Tiny Acres Petting Zoo, Kinshi Petal Pole, Food Stand, and so much more throughout the downtown area. Don't forget to stay and watch the members of the UW Marching Band after the parade at Mushroom Headquarters. Thank you, Cardinal Glass Industries, Meyer Construction, and Wisconsin Distributors for being proud sponsors of the festival.
It's more than living, it's living well. Now might be the right time to consider the advantages of assisted living. Schmidt Woodland Hills is offering all private rooms in their Westview assisted living community. We are fully staffed and prepared to care for your loved ones with the dignity and respect they deserve. When only the highest quality of care will do, remember Schmidt Woodland Hills. Call Westview manager Bobby Stoltz at 608-647-8931 with questions or for more information.
Whether it's on the farm, at the job site, or just the front lawn, Napa has the parts to get the job done. Hydraulic hoses, PTO drive shafts, even bucket teeth are just some of the parts that can be found at Napa. For smaller equipment like lawnmowers, snowblowers, or snowmobiles, we carry essential maintenance items such as belts, filters, and fluids. Stop in today at Napa Auto and Truck Parts, Highway 14 East Richland Center and Highway 61 Boscoville.
Over 100 years of serving Southwest Wisconsin, all of us at Jones Chevrolet are honored to continue the tradition. We love to help you choose a new Chevrolet. We love to help with maintenance, repairs, and accessories, too. Schedule a service appointment, see our inventory, connect with a sales professional, and get pre-approved for competitive financing at JonesChev.com. Come see the exciting new Chevrolets. Jones Chevrolet, over 100 years of being your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
Starting Monday, WRCO will be giving you clues, and you can go looking for the Pine Valley Community Village token. Listen for the clues at 7:15 and around 9:30 each morning on FM 100.9 and WRCO.com. The token will not be hidden on private property. Find the token, and you could earn over $600 in gift certificates, at least $150 in cash, in addition to gift baskets and other treasures. The Pine Valley Community Village Token Hunt is made possible by these sponsors: J.J. Walsh Jewelers, Jones Chevrolet, Lad's Country Collectibles, Little Corner, Los Amigos, Martin Brothers, Mellum's Fish House, Walmart, WCCU, Town and Country TV and Appliance, Triangle Quick Stop, Trail Lane Sales, The Phoenix Center, Robin's Nest, Richland Locker, Quail Run, People's Community Bank, Open Season Hunting Outlet, Okooch Books and Libations, Oak Shade Greenhouse, Nate's Pizza, and Napa Auto and Truck Parts.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
To the graduating seniors of Riverdale High School, congratulations on your achievement. Your journey is just beginning. Good luck from Cardinal Glass CG, Creative Outlet, Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers, Julie Karen State Farm, WCCU Credit Union, and Wilson Door and Construction.
Hey, mister, I'm 16. I can't buy cold beer nicotine. But I got a 20 in my pocket, you can keep the change. So grab some Miller and a can of Skull, and I'll be out of your hair and on the road to a good time around a bonfire with all my friends. Yeah, I'm sure I'll see you next weekend. There's a cooler in the bed of that Chevrolet, slap full of ice and memories. Back then, yeah, man, we were just kids looking for a spot to get outside. Still, a couple bottles of granddaddy shine. Back when life was good, beer was hard to buy. Hey, mister, I'm 18. I can grow out my beard and get a fake ID. I don't really need you anymore. But I got a little brother that can use your help. He just turned 16 himself. Guess the apple don't fall too far from the tree. He's just like you and me. I bet he's got a cooler in the bed of his Chevrolet. Slap full of ice and memories like the things we did back then. Yeah, man, we were just kids. To get outside, still a couple bottles of granddaddy shine. Back when life was good, beer was hard to buy. Yeah, man, it'll come a time when I have to be that guy.
She's flipping through a magazine, finds the beauty in the thrown away and broken things, gets excited about all my crazy dreams. Got every sunset that she's ever seen memorized, saves in the way for a rainy day or stormy night. Sky's brighter looking at it through her eyes. I don't remember life before she came into the picture. Brought the beauty I was missing with her. Showed me colors I ain't never seen. She took chances with every wall I built, she saw canvas. I thank God every day for how he made her. My life was black and white, but she's the painter. She reminds me that it ain't too late to start again. Fine is good, but you need some blue every now and then. Out I live.
so long without her reckless touch. I don't remember life before she came into the picture, brought the beauty I was missing with her, showed me colors I ain't never seen. Canvas. I thank God every day for how he made her. My life was black and white, but she's the painter. I don't remember life before she came.
That was Cody Johnson with The Painter on Country and Community. Right now, 61 degrees at Richland Center, according to the Wirtz Floor and Home temperature gauge. Some really dark storm clouds came here into the area. It looks like they're starting to go away, but there was, yeah, they were pretty dark. And it caught my attention because I had the shades pulled, and all of a sudden I saw that we had a wind gust of 21 miles per hour outside, so I opened it up and saw the big dark clouds out there. Nothing from the National Weather Service. It didn't say anything about where we have any severe storms or anything, which is a good thing. And I checked their website and it looks like nothing in the area as far as watches or warnings goes. But I'm going to stick it out here, kind of keep an eye on it just in case, you know, in case it does turn into something, but I don't know if it will. Just has a lot of wind in it. Like I said earlier, we had some wind up to about 10, 12 miles per hour. And as I said, I had a gust of about 21 miles per hour. And we have received 1/100th of an inch of rain from that storm. And there was some thunder and lightning mixed in as well. So I will keep you informed if anything comes up. And we'll see what happens. And we'll see what happens down the road. Keep our fingers crossed, nothing severe. But just kind of be on the lookout.
WRCO. Hello everyone, Brian from Walsh's. Today and tomorrow, we will be having some great deals for mothers in Richland Center and Muscadet. 10-inch hanging baskets are $19.99. All patio decor is on sale while supplies last. 25% off garden seeds. Solar lights start at 99 cents and up, and many other great deals. Also, both stores will be having a brat sale on Saturday only, 8 to 4. So stop in at Richland Center and Muscadet for these great deals. Thank you, and we appreciate your business as always, and may all the mothers have a great and blessed Mother's Day.
Get ready. Get ready for the adrenaline rush.
Adrenaline rush.
At the Hub City Dirt Drag this Saturday, May 11th at 2 p.m. Registration kicks off at 11.
With thrilling 300-foot drags from 2 p.m. on.
Whether you're in your daily driver
or a drag vehicle,
this event promises excitement for everyone.
Excitement for everyone.
Indulge in delicious food and drinks, but please note, no carry-ins allowed.
For more details, contact Riley Anderson, 608-604-5143, or visit HopCityDrags.com.
Don't miss out on the action-packed fun.
This is Christopher Clark from Southwest Wisconsin Pullers, and we invite you to attend our pulling events this summer. We'd like to thank our 2024 sponsors, Dan's Diesel Performance, Cardinal CG, Amsoil, Simpson's Tractor, Utter Brothers Creamery, Myers Excavating, Hillsborough Equipment, Jim Goplin and LG Seeds, and Kleppe Grain Service. You can find out more about our upcoming pulling events on our website, southwestwipullers.com.
Just like no two people are the same, no 2 days are the same. We start them and end them at different times. And in between, we all do very different things. Yet there is something we all have in common. Knowing your local Touchstone Energy Cooperative is here to power every moment of every day. Because no matter when it starts, we never stop.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Contact D&T Well Service for well service and replacement. Mary and Derek McCormick, owners of D&T Well Service, are insured, and they do new installs and fix existing systems. Submersible pumps, booster pumps, and jet pumps. Ask about the constant pressure system that gives you the best pressure and quality water out of your well. Contact D&T Well Service, 606-5596. No pressure, no water, no problem. Call D&T Well Service, 606-5596, serving Southwest Wisconsin. Check them out at dtpumpwell.com.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM certified service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM certified service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit joneschev.com. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
We are Ithaca, Sources of Strength.
My name is Aubrey, and I'm a freshman at Ithaca High School. In Sources of Strength, we spread hope by focusing on stories of strength rather than our stories of trauma. We know our most powerful impact comes from our personal actions, conversations, and messages that use our music, our art, our writing, our activities, our social media, our culture, and our voice. This gives life to our efforts.
Hello, my name is Brandy Anderson, Richland County Health Officer. Did you know that most addictions start in adolescence? Teens and young adults' brains are still developing until age 25, so it's important to be there for them and support their health. Wisconsin's social host law is in place to protect our young people. Get tools and tips at the Partners for Prevention Coalition of Richland County's website.
The first annual Race for Grace will be held on Saturday, May 18th. WRCO invites one and all to be a part of the 5K or 10K, the quarter mile kids run, the 1 mile run walk, or stop by and watch the special Firefighters Challenge as well. You can register for the event at walkwithgrace.com. Check out more at that website, and we'll see you on the 18th for the Race for Grace. Help fight cancer with Greater Richland Area Cancer Elimination. A low of 44 tonight. Scattered showers and thunderstorms likely. North to northwest winds around 5. Partly cloudy and breezy Saturday, a high of 69 with northwest winds at 12 to 22. Saturday night, mostly clear, a low of 45. Sunday, partly cloudy, breezy and warm, a high of 79 with a 50% chance of showers by the nighttime. And Monday, mostly cloudy, scattered showers likely and a high of 72.
She's more than just a pretty face in a late night bar, more than just a pair of tight jeans sitting in your car. She's more than a last call kiss or a one night stand. Remember, boy, you weren't the first to hold her hand. She's somebody's daughter. She's somebody's everything. She's somebody's little girl, even if she's grown up and moved away. She's somebody's whole world. She's somebody's baby. And if you don't treat her right, hers won't be the only heart you'll break in. She's somebody's daughter. Daddy bought her her first car, taught her how to drive,
Scared her senior prom date under that porch light. Her mama wiped away the tears from my first heartbreak and said, honey, he ain't good enough for you anyway. She's somebody's daughter. She's somebody's everything. She's somebody's little girl, even if she's grown up and moved away. She's somebody's whole world. She's somebody's baby. And if you don't treat her right, hers won't be the only heart you'll break in. She's somebody's daughter. She's somebody's daughter. She's a picture on a mantle up above a fireplace. She's pigtails blowing out candles on a birthday cake. She's a driving off to college, tear in her mama's eyes. She's a daddy's girl. Better treat her right, 'cause she's somebody's daughter. She's somebody's daughter. Yeah. Somebody's daughter.
Even when I'm 1,000 miles away from my roots. little longer. What don't kill you only gives you stronger roots.
To the graduating class of Hillsboro, may your graduation be the beginning of a lifetime filled with success, happiness, and fulfillment. Congratulations! Robin's Nest, Country Gifts and Flowers, WCCU, Julie Cairns State Farm, Bailey Paint and Decorating, and Bubbling Springs Designs and Creations.
Like that in a long time. I wonder if it stopped this world like it did mine just now. I see you sipping white wine instead of whiskey. But does he want you to be just a little more city? Well, I'm sorry if I'm overstepping boundaries I don't mean to be, but I just got to tell you how I feel. If he ever singles you up, if he's ever stupid enough, I'ma be the first one calling you baby.
Baby.
If he ain't holding you tight, if he ain't treating you right, I'ma be the first one calling him crazy.
Crazy.
Cause girl, it's just a matter of time until you find that the right guy staring you back into your eyes right now. No rush. But if he ever singles you up, hasn't even looked your way since you walked in. But I can't help it that I can't take my eyes off of you. Your favorite song just came on and me and you were singing along. And he don't even know a single word.
If he ever singles you up, if he's ever stupid enough,
I'ma be the first one calling you baby. Time until you find that the right guy staring you back into your eyes right now. No rush, but if he ever singles you up, if he ever singles you up, I'm gonna be the first to call, baby. Sorry if I'm overstepping boundaries I don't mean to be, but I've just got to tell you how I feel.
If he ever singles you up, if he's ever stupid enough, I'ma be the first one calling you baby.
Baby. If he ain't holding you tight, if he ain't treating you right, I'ma be the first one calling him crazy.
Crazy.
Cause girl, it's just a matter of time until you find that the right guy staring you back into your eyes right now. No rush. But if he ever singles you up, if he ever singles you up.
Yeah, Connie came back for a second cousin's wedding. First time she'd been home in a year or two. Just in time for the rehearsal dinner. That crazy Connie wasn't wearing any shoes. Yeah, she lives in L.A. She flies to New York City. That woman's been around the world. You can take the girl out of the honky-tonk, but you can't take the honky-tonk, take the honky-tonk out of the girl. Boys went out to do what boys do. Connie said, hey girls, let's huddle up around something about 100 proof. She lives in L.A., she flies to New York City. that church. People going nuts, looking for the groom. Somebody says, hey, by the way, where's Connie?
Brooks and Dunn with You Can't Take the Honky Tonk Out of the Girl. Right now, the Wirtz Floor and Home Temperature Gauge has a temperature of 57 degrees after a daytime high of 71 today. And winds are currently calm, and it looks like that those clouds that were going over, it looks like a lot of them are, it's pretty much out of the, at least the Richland Center area, or at least where I can see here at the studio. Just check the radar, and it looks like everything's moving out of the way. But yeah, we don't have any gusts right now. But as I reported earlier, we did have a gust of up to 21 miles per hour. So yeah, it was kind of questionable about that cloud. But it looks like there's no storms in the area. I've been checking the National Weather Service's website, and they aren't talking about any strong storms or severe storms anymore for the rest of the area. So at least we are in the clear now, so we don't have to worry about anything. At least we didn't get anything severe. That's the main thing. But we did get 5/100ths of an inch of rain along with the thunder and lightning and high winds. And I wanted to pass this along one more time. It was something reported earlier. The Wisconsin Dells Police Department is attempting to locate Griffin D. Clark. Griffin is 16, a 16-year-old male, and he's white, and he stands 5'10", weighs 170 pounds. His eyes are brown, and his hair is brown, and the hair is long and curly. He was last seen wearing a green hooded sweatshirt, tanned pants, and black and white shoes. And Griffin walked away from his father's vehicle while his father went into Quick Trip gas station located at 420 South 13 in the city of Wisconsin Dells. And Griffin was last seen at 4:42 this evening. And also, Griffin left his phone in his father's vehicle, and no means were given on why he made statements of harming himself. So he could be trying to harm himself, but be with caution if you do see him. And his mother indicates that he accesses Anytime Fitness facilities, also has been known to frequent Tomfooleries and Knuckleheads in the village of Lake Delton. If you do see him, please give a call to the Wisconsin Dells Police Department.
Don't miss the fun at the Muscadet Morel Mushroom Festival Friday, May 17th and Saturday, May 18th. Looking for a family day or a festive reason to hang out with your friends? This community event offers much variety regardless of your age. Find us on Facebook at Muscadet Morel Mushroom Festival or Muscadet.com for details. Thank you, Honkers and Sportsman's Lounge, Electric Design, and Muscadet Mini Mart for being proud sponsors of the festival.
We need volunteers. Do you want to give back to your community? Does caring for those in need appeal to you? Would you like to meet new people and make new friends? Schmidt Woodland Hills is actively seeking volunteers to help us fulfill our mission of caring for those in need in Richland County. We have openings for volunteers to assist in a variety of ways as we provide care to our residents and their families. We can offer flexible times and flexible hours. If you are ready to experience the joy of giving to others, please call 647-8931 and ask for John Tews.
Tackle your next project with ease with Napa's Milwaukee line of tools. Heated jackets, vests, tool accessories, power tools, lighting, hand tools, storage, batteries, chargers, and so much more from Milwaukee and Napa. Milwaukee Tool has led the industry in developing innovative tools and worksite solutions. The most respected manufacturer of heavy-duty power tools, hand tools, instruments, and accessories. Milwaukee Tools in Napa, the perfect team, striving to make your days easier.
Get ready. Get ready for the adrenaline rush.
Adrenaline rush.
At the Hub City Dirt Drag this Saturday, May 11th at 2 p.m. Registration kicks off at 11.
With thrilling 300-foot drags from 2 p.m. on.
Whether you're in your daily driver
or a drag vehicle,
this event promises excitement for everyone.
Excitement for everyone.
Indulge in delicious food and drinks, but please note, no carry-ins allowed. For more details, contact Riley Anderson, 608-604-5143. Or visit
HubCityDrags.com.
Don't miss out on the action-packed fun.
Get those projects completed this season with QuickCrete fast-setting concrete mix from All American Do It Center. Time is everything. It's valuable to you, so why sit there waiting? Instead, that time could be with family, the kids or pets, going to an event, or moving along to the next project. Fence and deck posts, sidewalks and steps, basketball hoops or mailbox posts. Create memories with your children's hand or footprints, so why spend extra time waiting for concrete to dry? Ask for fast-setting concrete mix, the red bag of QuickCrete, at All American Do It Center in Toma, Sparta, and Richland Center.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this civic media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of civic media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
We are Ithaca, sources of strength.
Hi, my name is Bree Lewis, and I am a student at Ithaca Middle School. To me, sources of strength means having people like family and friends always have your back. My sources of strength are family support and positive friends.
Hey, rock and rollers, this is Phil Mee. I'll be here Saturday night for Old Time Rock and Roll on WRCO's Those Were the Days as we feature tunes from the first wave of vinyl records. This week we'll be flying back to the year of 1970 as well. The Beatles were breaking up. Simon and Garfunkel were releasing their last album together. Creedence Clearwater Revival was a top band as well. Join us for Those Were the Days Saturday night for all the tunes that you like from the years that we play. And also, trivia too, listen for the Magic Cowbell. Those Were the Days is sponsored by Joan Chevrolet, Julie Karen State Farm Insurance, Mendham Wealth Advisory Group, Town and Country TV and Appliance, Turbos in Hub City, A&W of Boscobel, and Center Cinema Twins. Join us as the Solid Gold Dancers get wild and Joanne kicks off her clogs and dances on the table.
Philip James Mee, you are in deep trouble.
What? Joanne, oh, look out!
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. Millions of Americans from Texas to Florida could be in the path of severe storms tonight. That's wind and rain in Tallahassee, Florida, where the National Weather Service is looking into reported tornadoes. There's also at least one confirmed death. A Biden administration report says it's reasonable to assess that Israel may have used U.S.-made weapons in Gaza in a manner which is inconsistent with international law. The report, however, stops short of saying it's certain. A new $400 million drawdown package of military aid will soon be sent to Ukraine as Russia bears down on Kharkiv.
Congress's months-long delay in passing the supplemental put the Russians at an advantage. And it will take Ukraine time to regain the initiative.
White House National Security Communications Advisor John Curry. Former fixer Michael Cohen's expected to testify next week in Donald Trump's hush money trial. Stocks closed mixed. This is ABC News. A new round of funding from U.S. officials will help track and contain the ongoing outbreak of bird flu.
About half of the nearly $200 million more is to continue work to prevent, test, track, and treat animals and humans potentially affected by the virus. Farmers will also be compensated for loss of production. Bird flu has been detected in more than 40 herds of dairy cows in 9 states. There's been one confirmed case in a Texas dairy worker exposed to infected cows who got a mild eye infection and recovered. Pasteurization kills the virus, says the FDA. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Donald Trump's